When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What a world! Welcome all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blogging, theboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from Radio's your humble host, on The Ocho. It is Thursday, the third day, June 16th, 2022. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, and it's been a bit of a week for me. I've been traveling with my family, all good stuff, and because of that, had some kind of weird details here on the podcast network throughout the week. If you listened to Tuesday's episode of the 750, you know that Tony Casillas couldn't make it. I had a weird timing thing. And so I also forgot my microphone cord and had to do it with my AirPods. So if you listen to all of the shows around here, we love you so much. Please do subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast network. Leave a rating, write a review. If you didn't know, if you're new around here, we have two episodes that come out every single day. That is literally Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We have two different shows that drop every day. We have a show that drops on Saturdays. We have a show that drops on Sundays. You get constant round-the-clock Dallas Cowboys coverage here at Blog and the Boys. We're very proud about that, and we're very excited about training camp coming in about a month and a half. And that's where we're at. By the way, this episode specifically is dropping a little bit later because of my traveling schedule. Didn't get home until late on Wednesday, and so shout out to Roy White and Tom Ryle for getting riled up, done in time to go out on Thursday morning. So this dropping Thursday afternoon. And Thursday afternoon was supposed to be the wrapping up of the Dallas Cowboys minicamp for this offseason. But Mike McCarthy called off the final practice. In fact, their second practice, or their Wednesday practice, rather, was kind of a team-building event, no real sort of football operational stuff. I know that some people had some takes about this, but who cares? I mean, at this point, we have reached what is truly the offseason. All right, now we're all NFL fans, we're all Dallas Cowboys fans. We know that they're, the games stopped being played in February, obviously, but there's, free agency and the combine and tracking all that stuff. And then there's the draft, the lead up of the draft, on and on and on and on. And so, I mean, this next month and a half is the driest part of the offseason. Maybe you're newer to following the NFL. Players go home. They train on their own, work out on their own, et cetera, and then they show up for training camp. July 25th, I believe, is when the Cowboys report. And so between now and then, we want no headlines. We want nothing. We don't want to hear anything about the Dallas Cowboys. If we hear a peep about the Dallas Cowboys, we want it to be about how the skill position players are working out at Dak Prescott's backyard on the field there. We want it to be about, Dalton Schultz agreeing to a long-term contract with the Dallas Cowboys. Those are the only kinds of things that we want to hear in the next month and a half. You know, this offseason has been so interesting. I know that that's something that, that Tom and Roy talked about on Riled Up. And I do think, I kept thinking, rather, that we would reach a point where it would start to feel more like normal. And it's not to say that, this feels so weird, this feels so abnormal, blah, 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 blah. But this like air of apathy has maintained itself, I think. And I think, maybe you are super gung-ho. And look, I'm not going to pretend that, I'm not excited for football. I know you are too, right? I don't think anybody is not excited for football. We're enjoying the sports that are going on right now. Tonight is game six of the finals. I will take the Celtics to win and push it to seven on Father's Day. U.S. Open's going on, right? Baseball's, moving along itself. We've got College World Series, right? There's all sorts of stuff. And it will all be fun for the next month and a half. But we're all pumped, right? No matter what happens, we will always be excited about football season, even when the Dallas Cowboys are bad. And I think by most measures, we expect the Cowboys to at least compete this season, right? We think that, their roster is weaker, that, they made some suspect and questionable decisions this offseason. But we're still excited, and that's where it's this weird place. I think we're all kind of stuck. Normally, when you get to this point in the year, mid-June, and you're like, oh, man, I gotta wait 6 more weeks until training camp, and that I just cannot wait. It's so far. That's so forever from now. 6 weeks. That's just, how's that? How am I gonna make it? How blah 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 blah. I mean, like, but right now it's kind of like, well, 6 weeks. Okay, yeah, I've done that before. Yeah, I'll do it again. And I don't know what to make of this season. I don't know what my expectations are right now, and I don't know that training camp's gonna change them one way or the other. You know, there have been times where I've predicted and other people have predicted the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. And I don't know that that's ever a fair thing to list as an actual, real, authentic expectation, but it's something that you certainly believe is possible. I don't know what I believe is possible for the Dallas Cowboys. In fact, I don't really think anything is impossible for this team. I think this team has a really wide spectrum of possibility here in 2022. I could totally see them, you know, going on a run. I could see the offense clicking back together and you know, maintaining or you know, finding its former elite form. Dak Prescott, you know, being one of the more elite quarterbacks in the NFL, the offensive line kind of clicking together. Maybe the Cowboys catch lightning in a bottle and Tyron Smith somehow stays healthy, or, you know, for most of the season at least, or all the season. Maybe Micah Parsons does it again, right? Like, maybe, you know, you can see the path, right? You can see the path towards this team being really, really, really good. You can see a path towards them being mediocre, right? Like, maybe the offense doesn't, you know, improve. Maybe the offense is kind of flat. And maybe in addition to that, the defense does suffer the natural regression that we're all kind of expecting and anticipating. Maybe Micah Parsons isn't, you know, what he was exactly last year. Maybe Trayvon Diggs isn't intercepting every single pass, on and on and on. We can totally see that path. I think you can also, I know this isn't as fun, you can see a extremely negative path for this team. I don't think it's ridiculous. I mean, what does that look like? You know, this is the 2018 team as far as wide receivers are concerned, right? You know, the wide receiver by committee, they traded away Amari Cooper. That blows up in their face. Dalton Schultz, you know, is the contract situation. I don't know how that gets really, like, dark, but I mean, thank you, Bear. Bears was super excited that we're home, by the way. And so now he wants to be on the podcast. But the defense regresses significantly, right? Like, and I think that's maybe the one thing that we're not considering enough. And I know you might think, RJ, you're crazy. All I have heard has been about how there's natural regression coming for this defense. But I think that we don't have to look far to see an example here. All right. Think about the Washington football team at the time. In 2020, they won the division, super weak division that they won with a sub 500 record. Everybody threw roses at their feet. It was so dumb. And everybody thought this time last year, which was dumb, right? But, you know, a lot of national media thought, oh, well, you know, I'm going to pick Washington to win it again. I mean, the NFC is so bad. I mean, I call it the NFC least because it is so bad. Thank you so much, national media. But people thought, well, Ryan Fitzpatrick, all he has to do is kind of keep things stable on offense and the defense will be elite and will carry the team. And Ryan Fitzpatrick got hurt, and that's, you know, a totally different thing. But the football team defense didn't just regress to the mean last year. It regressed all the way to the other end of the spectrum. The Washington defense, we all thought would become average in 2021, but it actually became really bad. Now, they did kind of restabilize over the course of the season, but still. And so maybe that happens to the Cowboys, right? Like, you know, this is a team and a defense that was very, very, very good last year and very, very opportunistic in terms of turnovers and things like that. But what if they're not? What if they're really bad? And I think you can play this game so many times. I think that, you know, it's fascinating. We talk about one-score games, and that was a big reason why people believed in the 2020 Cowboys, was because in 2019, the final year under Jason Garrett, they lost so many games by one possession that, you know, if you flip half of them, I just accidentally hit the microphone. You know, it's nice having it now, but if you flip half of those games, you know, you're talking about a very different team in 2019. And I think that they kind of benefited from positive luck. You know, maybe not 100%, but I think they were really fortunate in 2021. And we have to admit that, right? And, you know, in different shows I've done and in different conversations and things like that, like, you know, I said this at the time, but, you know, they lost to Tampa, and that was whatever. You can certainly play a what-if game. What if Greg Zuerlein makes field goals and they win that game? And so that kind of counterbalances things. But that Chargers game, Justin Herbert is obviously incredibly talented. He threw an interception in the end zone late in that game, right to DeMonte Kazee, like, very uncharacteristic of Justin Herbert. Like, you know, what if that doesn't happen? And I know that these things happen. Like, I don't mean to just, like, you know, pick and choose and cherry pick things to prove my point, but what if Trayvon Diggs doesn't house an interception? I know that game got crazy still after that, but, like, against the New England Patriots, like, you don't have what if the Vikings don't, like, just, you know, collapse against Cooper Rush, right? Like, those are right there three wins from a 12-win season that you don't have to change a lot of history to really change. And so you go from being a 12-5 team to a 9-8 team, right? Like, and so you can do that, and I think it's terrifying to do that, and maybe the Cowboys are just as lucky this year, but you know, and their schedule is really nice, and we've talked about that 1,000 times, but I mean, it's so hard to know. I can't recall a season that was more of a coin flip proposition than this one feels like at this time. I don't think it's very difficult to just be straight up to find a place where the Cowboys roster improved in 2022, right? Like, if you look at every position, like, yeah, I mean, they improved in that, like, they're bringing people back and whatnot. But if you look at the notable departures, the jury is out, right? So you can't totally say that they regressed from Connor Williams to Tyler Smith or Randy Gregory to Sam Williams or Dorrance Armstrong, however you want to consider there. But I mean, the point is, like, it is unlikely that they improved there right now. They can certainly improve over the course of time, over the course of the season, but they weren't good enough last year. And that's, you know, speaking in a bit of an absolute sense, because they lost the playoff game. And so people look at that and say, well, they weren't good enough. Boom. End of story. They weren't good enough. But, I mean, are they luckier this year? Right? Like, you don't have to be good enough all the time. If you're really lucky, you know, we've seen different teams catch, you know, rides of luck to the Super Bowl and things like that. Maybe that's the Cowboys this year. You could argue that was the Bengals a little bit last year. Maybe that's them this year. Maybe they do benefit from the really crummy NFC East. Maybe they aren't going to be tested that much. Maybe the Buccaneers aren't that great. Maybe the Rams do regress. Like, there's all sorts of what ifs. But normally, and we've had this conversation too, and that's why, like, it feels like we're going round and round and round and round with some of these things. But normally, there is one sort of consensus opinion about the Cowboys at this point in time, at least in my time doing this professionally. There is a consensus opinion that they are going to be better than last year. And it's always been this way, especially in seasons following division winning campaigns, right? So Cowboys won the division last year. Normally, when the Cowboys are coming back and repeating or trying to repeat as division champions, the vibe is this team got better. This team is going to get over the hump. They added this, you know, in 2015, it was they added Byron Jones. They're coming, that defense is better. So they're going to be even better in 2015, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, but weird things happened. Tony Romo got hurt, right? It's just so hard to know. And the McCarthy, Sean Payton factor, right? Like, there's all these, like, little teeny tiny details that make this season just kind of crazy and unknown and difficult and unpredictable. It is a very, very, very strange time to be a Dallas Cowboys fan. I think, you know, this isn't, I don't think this is totally reflective of things, but Mike McCarthy took to the podium this week during the minicamp, and I think it was Marcus Mosier's tweet that showed, I think there were 111 people watching it at that point in time that Marcus's tweet showed. It was a screen grab of, I don't know if it was the Facebook feed or the YouTube feed, but of Mike McCarthy's press conference. And some of this is like, it's the middle of the day. Like, I'm not trying to read into, you know, a random mid-June, middle of the week press conference, but there were 111 people watching this. I can tell you because, you know, I monitor these things every single day during the season. There are normally 800-900 people watching these things at minimum, right? Like, at the beginning when they first open up. I do think that there is this, I think people are really tired of the same old song and dance. I think people are tired. Maybe I don't think anyone's tired of the Cowboys. I really don't. I think people are fine with their relationship with the Cowboys. I think people are tired of what happens to themselves. I think people are tired of you know, talking themselves into this team, talking to their friends, their family, you know, hyping up, gassing up this team, blah, 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 only for the inevitable to happen, right? For them to not just lose, but embarrass you in the process. And I think people are just really fed up and sick of that. And nobody wants to go through that again. I think, you know, this is a fan base that was really, really, really hurt bad. And the team did not respond by doing anything to kind of, you know, take care of those wounds. It's just, you know, a team that existed over the last few months. And so it's a strange time to kind of pack up and go away for the summer for the next 6 weeks before the team gets back together. And maybe the you know, the August vibes, you know, change things and people start to get excited. But right now, I'm very interested. I will say that, like, you know, we can look at how we feel or whatever, but this is the most interested I've been in kind of seeing the result, right? Like, I'm interested in seeing what the Cowboys managed to pull off. And if they're right, you know, rub it in our face, you know, go off, seriously. If they're wrong, I don't know that I'll feel good. I mean, I don't know that anybody will feel good. It'll just be, you know, frustrating and sad and, you know, upsetting. But it's a weird time. It's a very weird time. So and this is a weird episode. I mean, like I said, I've been running all week long and whatnot. So I appreciate everybody's patience with me this week and for making it through Tuesday's episode with my AirPods. So whoever you're rooting for in the NBA Finals, I hope you get a win. Whoever you're rooting for, I didn't even mention the Stanley Cup Finals. Hope you get a win. Your baseball team, I mean, I hope you enjoy sports. Hope you enjoy your summer. Hope you're enjoying your summer plans. Next week will be a little bit more normal here on the podcast network as far as shows and schedule is concerned. So, yeah, that about does it. I hope that you have the greatest Thursday of all time. Hope you have the greatest Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of all time. Make sure to subscribe once again here to the Blog of the Boys podcast. Never leave a rating, write a review. Tomorrow on Friday, got new episodes of Girls Talking Boys with Kelsey Charles and Meg Murray and the Star Seminar with Danny Phantom and Rabble Rouser. Saturday, un nuevo episodio de Cowboys Hoy con Mauricio Rodriguez. And on Sunday, a new episode of The World's Team with Meg Murray and Paul Stewart. Once again, have the greatest Saturday, the greatest Thursday ever, the greatest Thursday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.